Quarantine may not be anyone's favorite pastime, but the study finds that when it includes rapid contact tracing, it's the most effective defense against a second wave of coronavirus. Relying on symptoms monitoring won't be enough, says the study, because by the time they show up, it's too late to stop the spread.
Because there's this disconnect between the timing of the appearance of symptoms and when individuals are actually able to transmit the disease, simply monitoring for symptoms is insufficient to curtail transmission events.
Virginia Tech math professor Lauren Childs specializes in the study of infectious diseases.
The individual quarantine is sort of by definition a stronger strategy to use. It also comes with more cost associated with it, in the fact that it requires, you know, access to space and access to provision of essentials and potentially even some sort of investment in ensuring that individuals are following that sort of quarantine.
At this point, there aren't enough contact tracers available for the system to work optimally. The Virginia Department of Health is looking for 1,300 contractors to work from home. So far, only a fraction have come on board. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.